With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Covered in daisies.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. The nice weather's begun. I am looking at a cloudless sky, although today is probably, they're saying, the last day that there'll be any clouds, and then it's looking like just a ball of sunshine. And Vinny was saying 80s on Monday, like a really, really
yeah,
nice
really, really good weather headed our way for Memorial Weekend, so we're going to see a lot of people decide, I'm out of here.
Yeah. I think you're right. You know, people are ready to just, you know, break out. I'm busting out, man.
We'll see. I mean, I'm holding fast. We're staying where we're at.
Yeah.
That's a partnership agreement too. I mean, that's one of those things where the missus wants us to be careful for the kid's sake, and I'm not going to go and make trouble.
Yeah, somebody had texted us that they are like kind of hard line on this, and their husband is just going out,
running for it as soon as he can, and it was causing her trouble, and I didn't have any recommendations. I don't know what to say about that. That's a tough.
Right. Well,
partnerships are trippy.
Partnership, there it is. I mean, I really think that, you know, they don't work. Unless everyone, like the things that are really important to one partner get respected by the other partner.
I don't know.
Anyway, some people just can't do it. And that's not for us to say.
Right.
Right. I was like, no advice from my end. I don't know. Divorce the guy? Tell him he can't come back in? Make him live in the garage? Those don't seem like good solutions.
I just don't know. I feel like you're going to have to just go with whatever the most aggressive person is going to. You're kind of subject to the person who's going to be aggressive and do what they want.
And unless you can, like, I don't know, put a trip wire at the front door. Now they're hurt. They can't leave. Lucky you. You get to live with them. All right. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Move California Forward. Everyday Californians are showing the ways that they're moving forward as we recover from the COVID-19 crisis. And we are on the road to recovery. It's going to be slow, but it's going to happen. And you can share your own stories of progress and hope on your social media. Please hashtag Move California Forward. And for more information, just go to radio.com/Move California Forward. This is an intercom thing that we're helping them out with. What a trend. I'm going to start with Kim Kardashian. I'm sure there are plenty of people making masks and plenty of people who are in a position to mass produce masks. And, you know, the problem is very few of them are Kim Kardashian. So she announced a line of masks, which sold out in 12 minutes. And she's like, oh, my God, that's amazing. Thank you so much for supporting the masking thing.
Embrace it.
It's amazing. But don't worry, we have our production partners and they're going to be making more masks. Look, she's charging $8. $8 seems reasonable for a Kim Kardashian mask. I just made that up for her.
Kardashian mask.
Karmaskian.
Okay.
Whatever. It's not, it's just on her Spanx line. What is it? Skims. That's what it is.
But these are just cloth masks. These aren't N95.
Nope, non-medical mask designed for all-day wear. Just like her undergarments, Vinny. They are seamless, breathable, and stretchy. So basically, they took the left, they took the scraps that they cut off after they made the, you know, whatever patterns, and they're just using those.
Well, she's got a sewing house making her other stuff. Then she's
oh, there
probably,
they are.
This was probably really easy for her to get into production.
Sure. And, you know, when you make clothing in bulk, they have these, there's a name for them, it escapes me, but it cuts fabric in bulk. So there's a stack of fabric, 100 pieces, whatever, and you cut the pieces, and now you've got these stacks of scrap. So if they could find one big, all they'd have to do is they could make a whole nother garment out of that. Because these, right. I'm telling you, you can use scrap to make these masks. They just don't take much fabric at all. So the masks launched on Saturday in 5 earth colors, sand, clay, sienna, cocoa, and onyx. And the prices started just $8. And about an hour later, she's on Twitter going, sorry, guys. Oh, my God. Thank you for buying all the masks that we had. We're sold out. Unfortunately, our Skims face masks have sold today, but we are working with our local partner in LA to produce more as quickly as possible. And then they go on to do stats about the coronavirus.
Isn't
this a fun story about Kim Kardashian?
I've seen the pictures of people in China, and I always thought it was because of the smog that they wore masks on their daily lives. Yeah. And I've always thought that would be such a hindrance to
living
your daily social life that it would be a real bummer to find yourself having to do that. And yet here we are. It stinks. I hate it.
I actually feel a little, I mean, I would never leave the yard without a mask. I would feel naked. Like, at least have it. I hang it on my ear or stick it in a pocket if I have one. Most of my sweatpants don't have pockets, though. And then, you know, you've got to be able to pull it out and put it on because you can't go in anywhere now. And I'm thinking this is going to become somewhat normal. Like, this is going to be part of what the world looks like. No, nobody.
I think you're right.
Well, my acne doesn't like that. Maskne.
You know, one of the stories that 60 Minutes did on these masks, they were talking about the N95s, though, the ones very necessary for our not first responders. What do you want to call those?
Healthcare workers, right.
They were saying this one company in America that makes these masks was saying to our government, you've shipped most of the production for these overseas, and we're the only company still making them, and we are woefully unprepared to keep our health workers supplied with these masks. You need to make changes. And this wasn't this guy's presidency. This was multiple presidencies have gone by where this guy has been going, we're not going to be ready if something happens. Meanwhile, I can see why the people who are hearing him say this are saying, you want to promote your company? We get that. But, you know,
right.
What's the guy's name? Chicken Little. The sky isn't falling. Relax.
Right.
And meanwhile, now he's having his moment on 60 Minutes where he's saying, I told these people, all the different, you know.
So you're saying there's only one manufacturing plant in America that makes these masks.
And
meanwhile,
that's why
we can't import them. We can't get a hold of anything. And
right.
I mean, look, you know, I really would love to see some change for the better come out of this whole thing. I don't know if my faith in humanity is just at an all-time low, or I mean, I just think that people want to just go back to normal, which clearly wasn't working. And I just wish that we would take a cue from this and go, okay, there have to be stockpiles of this. Manufacturing has to come back. We need to be ready to ramp up manufacturing if this happens again, even if it's a you know, machinery in a warehouse that needs to be modified and it's just sitting there gathering dust while we wait for the next pandemic.
It's supply chain conversations that no one wants to have. And that's
right.
This guy was basically saying, I told them in 07 and 08 and 09 and 010.
Yikes. It's just, if only we could see the future, Vinny.
Right.
Well, then we'd know exactly what to do. We'd all be ready. Isn't it amazing how knowing stuff ahead of time is, you know, that's why insider trading doesn't work.
Anyway,
is not
Kim
allowed.
Kardashian.
Yeah,
glad
so Kim,
to see you're making money on your masks. Good for you.
She's actually donating 10,000 of the masks to nonprofits Baby to Baby, Good and Foundation, and LA Food Bank. Also, I guess the National Domestic Workers Alliance Advocacy Group is getting some of these masks too. So look, they're, you know, she's doing the right thing. And she's not charging $40 for a mask, which she probably could. So anyway, she's and she's given like $1 million to those charities as well. So Kim Kardashian,
$8 or $4 for $25.
Oh,
yeah. So if you buy it in bulk, you know,
that's so. Are you able to pre-order at this point? Like if they crank more out, or you're just seeing the prices?
It says coming soon. Join the wait list.
Oh,
on her site, skims.com.
So there's one way you can get a mask, because I'm telling you, the people sewing masks can't keep up with the local demand. I just, you know, every other day someone's like, can I get some more masks? The one thing, the thing broke and I can't. Yep, no problem. Come get them. I'm making them every day. It's boring. I tell you something, making masks, once you've made 150 of them, you're so sick of it. I'm so, so sick of it. But you got to do it. Well, I suppose I don't have to. But
you
I am
don't
doing
have
it
to. No, yeah. You can actually say, I've closed the shop down.
I
no
want
thanks
to, you know, I want my friends to feel like they right can come to me for a mask. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to, but I do. But I do it a lot less now. I'm busy. I'm gardening. 10 masks a day. That's all I can do. And listen, quarantining, working from home, it's not easy. But is it so stressful that one of your eyes gets bigger than the other and you can't talk anymore?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Ryan Seacrest. American Idol fans.
His eye got bigger?
What does that mean?
Yeah. Something happened to him on Sunday night on live TV.
Oh.
So people who were watching American Idol, and I didn't hear about this till later yesterday.
Are we playing with words, or do you mean the eyes that he sees with
the
in
eyes
his head?
His eye got, well, I mean, look, here's the thing. So Bryn looked up the video and the audio for me, so we've got a little of it that you'll get to see. But here's what people said. Fans who watched Sunday night's season finale, as they apparently season finale, they must have announced the winner, right? Noticed that by the end of the show, Ryan started having trouble speaking, and one of his eyes was almost closed, which apparently made him open up the other eye even bigger. And then yesterday morning, he was replaced on Live with Kelly and Ryan by Kelly's husband, Mark Consuelos, who's like sort of a backup. Okay,
right.
You have the video ready to roll?
I do, yes.
So did you, before you roll it, Bryn, you're the mm-hmm only one on this show who's seen this. What were your thoughts?
There's something wrong. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. It kind of looks like a mini stroke.
Yeah, people are saying he had a stroke. He, of course, is denying it, and his people are denying it, and everyone's denying it.
Well, I can understand why they deny that, but you're telling me that happened on live computer television from his home?
Yes, on Zoom TV.
So he was at home.
I guess. Let's take a look at this. Let's see where, you know, he might have a set up there.
Looks like he's on a tennis court.
Cynthia Erivo and the top 11 right there. Catch her playing Aretha Franklin on the National Geographic series Genius Eureka, premiering this fall. Now, coming to you live.
And then he recovers from it.
Final two results. Who will be your next American Idol?
Wow, that was awful.
Visuals are part of this. Can you put that, please, up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? We can find all the helpful links. Yeah, he is having trouble either reading or repeating what's on his teleprompter. I don't know if he's at home. I mean, is that like a setup at his house?
I don't know.
Jeff Probst, but
it didn't look like his yard or like your office or anything.
Right. He clearly has some kind of green screen behind him. Yeah, that's I couldn't understand some of that, and it was a little slurry. His rep says he's adjusting to the new normal and finding work-home balance and the added stress of having to put on live shows from home.
Well, there's that. I do think that would be hard to do a national live broadcast from your home but his energy level's not there. I don't understand a lot of what just happened there, not to mention the part where he wasn't saying words. Those right. weren't words. That was gibberish.
Gibberish. Exactly. Well, his rep is saying, no, he's fine. No kind of stroke. He's adjusting. Fans were freaking out, of course. I hope you're okay, Ryan. My kids noticed your right eye, and we started to worry you might be having a TIA/mini stroke. I don't know what a TIA is. Hope you have someone in quarantine with you. Another one said, seriously, I saw the same thing. Right eye swelled. He appeared to have trouble speaking. There was almost a slur came on suddenly. Love him. Do hope he's okay. Kelly Ripa said on the air yesterday during their normal show, Ryan worked late last night on American Idol, so he's taking the morning off. And that was all that was said about it.
That's easy enough, right?
Sure. And actually, just to kind of step back a couple days to Friday's Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest. So Ryan's on this show. This is last Friday. She's been, you know, they're broadcasting from home. They're in their houses. And she's actually said, I just want to sit in the bed with my laptop and do the show like that. Like, this sucks. I hate getting dressed. I hate doing my hair. I just, you know. So she is, she's been very candid about how there's trials and tribulations for this whole thing. Ryan Seacrest on Friday, this is before this whole mini stroke rumor, he brought up negative comments that they've received in regards to their on-air hair and makeup while they're broadcasting from home. And she was like, first of all, let me just say to you, to people commenting on our appearance, how dare you? And you're lucky that we actually put clothes on. It's harder than you think to roll out of bed and come to a TV show. They do get their hours in advance and get their faces and hairs and outfits put together by somebody whose job that is. She says she doesn't let the feedback upset her. I don't care. I have a new outlook on life. Certain things don't matter anymore. My appearance is one of those things. It just doesn't matter. I mean, you are doing a TV show.
Well, the problem is, and I think we've had this problem as well, and you have to talk yourself through these moments, but she took the bait. Like,
yeah,
that's one of those moments where she should have just not. You don't need to always respond to that one person in Poughkeepsie
right.
that's got a bad attitude and wants to, you know, poke you with a stick. You need to be able to say, nah, we're doing a show for the whole nation. I'm not letting one or 10 people bait me into a big response where afterward you go, what's wrong with me? I've been doing this for 25 years. Come on.
Because those are the comments that get you. Like everyone, all the nice comments, you just, oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? You skim through them. And then there's one guy like, you suck. And you're like, oh, God, I suck. This is awful.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. She's been doing it long. So that person got her, and that's too bad. But hopefully afterward, she went, oh, come on, Kelly.
Ryan Seacrest was not shy, admitting he applies bronzer and makeup every day at home to look his best. He pulled out the Guerlain Terracotta Bronzing Powder, $54 a piece, from his drawer to show you. Bronzed him up. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
You know what I was going to just say, I didn't realize we were out of time, is...
I didn't either.
He is someone who's, I thought, has had a lot of Botox.
Yeah.
And other things done to his face. Maybe some stuff's coming undone because he hasn't been able to get to the doctor to get himself tuned up.
Oh, like a saggy eye or something. And that doesn't really explain the speech, but maybe his lips weren't working because he hadn't gotten those done in a while. So they were,
I don't know. I'm just saying
it's the right way.
He's definitely someone who gets stuff done to his face. So maybe he's melting. Anyway, I've got
melting.
I've got some stuff about beer and our Memorial weekend and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.